Our Old Testament reading this evening is from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, beginning at the first verse. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of the months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall be take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire with unleavened bread, and bitter herbs shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm this evening is Psalm 78, verses 15 through 26. We'll read them responsively by half verse. In the daytime he led them with a cloud, and all the night through with a light of fire. He split the hard rocks of the wilderness,
and gave them drink in abundance as out of the great deep.
He brought waters out of the stony rock,
so that it gushed out like the rivers.
Yet for all this they sinned more against him,
and provoked the Most High in the wilderness.
They tested God in their hearts,
and demanded food for their craving.
They spoke against God, saying,
"Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?"
Indeed, he smote the stony rock so that the water gushed out and the streams overflowed.
But can he give bread also, or provide meat for his people?
When the Lord heard this, he was full of wrath.
So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and there he flared up fierce anger against Israel,
because they did not believe in God, and did not put their trust in his help. So he commanded the clouds above,
and opened the doors of heaven.
He rained down manna upon them to eat,
and gave them food from heaven.
So mortals ate the bread of angels,
for he sent them food enough. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our epistle reading this morning is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, beginning at the 23rd verse. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.